Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The entourage is here. It is the first time a message has been given in the room. The entire process that you see may be strange to you, and as we've said every single time, if you will give allowance for different things, if you have an acknowledgement that you don't know all things that are real, if you'll allow yourself to feel instead of think, you'll have a whole different perception. Is it possible that reality itself is far grander than anything you have been told or can be measured at this time in your history? And that everything that is happening right now, including this which you call channeling, is totally and explainably valid. It's valid in physics and in science because the creator of the universe is the master physicist. And that what you apparently feel here, that perhaps will be that which is compassion and love, healing, even perhaps a metamorphosis of who you are, is explainable. Dear ones, the creator of all things is a practical creator. And if you wanted to look at the most practical thing that the creator would do, if you were the creator, it would be to ally yourself with all of creation and draw the strings of compassion and love to each one. And like the strings of a harp, they would play, because they would feel the love and return it and play the music, which is the grandest thing you will hear on the other side of the veil. The greatest power or force or energy that you can even begin to fathom in the entire universe is the compassion and love of the Creator. There is God in all things everywhere. You're sitting here in a room and you're listening to a human sitting in a chair, and you are told that the human has stepped aside, and in the place of the human now is what you call a singular entity that has a name, Cryon. And just about everything I just told you in the last 5 seconds is incorrect. The human being is singular and thinks singular. You walk the planet with one body, seemingly one soul and one life. You have one name. Each of you looks independently unique, and so there is a bias of total singularity, one of you. Therefore, you project that one of you on everything else. It's difficult for you to talk about energy which is not singular. You wish to list the kinds of energy. If you could see a bigger and broader picture, you would see that the Creator creates in fractals, that there is no singularity, that one is no more important than any other, and they fit into a puzzle that is beautiful and supports itself. Your soul is not singular. It is part of the creation of the universe. All things in your soul are known by all other souls. Your soul does not have a name when you're not here. For it is put with others in a way that you would understand, like a Swiss clock. Every single part must operate for the others to work. And some of the parts are small and some are big, and it doesn't matter, because when you take out the smallest, everything stops. It's beautiful to know that this is who you are. Kryon is not Kryon. Kryon is not a singular entity with a name. I speak to you as part of a greater entourage that is so difficult to explain. We are entangled with you, with all things that are, literally with the basic physics of the universe, all sings together that you are loved. This planet Earth is part of a test. When you ask the question, what is life about? What is the meaning of life? And it may be a question even asked today. Don't do it, because I'll tell you now. It is to come to this place and open yourself to the point where you can ask and receive answers, am I part of something bigger? That's the meaning of life. If you never ask it, you live your own life as an individual who is unique but isolated as one singular thing, alone with other one singular things. How 3D of you. And so much of the planet is this way. But the moment you ask yourself, am I part of a bigger picture? And then it begins, what is the bigger picture? And then you start to ask, what is my task in the bigger picture? And the answers to those things are confusing, because there is no one task. There is a task, you might say, that a part plays with many, just being sometimes, just holding energy, sometimes just sitting there and being compassionate and seeing God in all things will change the energy around you and change the planet. The assumptions and the biases you have that you've got to work to make something happen, and then you define work based upon your consciousness. You know what the hardest work is for a light worker, for an old soul who awakens to these truths? The hardest thing is to be loved. It's to open up and let the compassion of the Creator flow into you to such a degree that you can glow if you want to. You go to sleep and you smile as you fall asleep. Imagine this. You have a smile on your face. I am part of all that is. My life is one of many. I'm going to come again. I've been here before. It is a beautiful, beautiful system of compassion. I see God in all things. I am happy in myself. Yes, I have issues. All of them are known by God. Did you hear that? This small little channel has a question at the end of it for you. Aren't you tired of being alone, really? The test is to awaken to a bigger truth. And the test and what it's about is that if you can change the planet's vibration by doing this collectively, this planet plays a much larger part in something you don't know about that's happening somewhere else. Old souls, you have been other places in the universe. Souls are eternal. You are eternal. Your body is here for a moment. But the soul and the love and the compassion that has your name on it, that is spiritual, is part of the fabric of the universe. It never goes away. Never goes away. Never goes away. Aren't you tired of being singular and in your bias? Think out of this box for a moment. allow yourself to expand and start to ask the questions. And dear ones, don't use this linear bias and wait for answers that are going to come from the sky. I want you to feel the answers. As soon as you open that box and say, dear God, am I really part of something special? Am I really loved by something I don't really understand or see? I want you to open your heart so that it will swell and you'll know the answer is yes. And then ask the questions of how, why, and when later. And don't expect those necessarily to be answered. At the end of the meeting, you're going to get in your vehicle. You're going to turn the key and drive away. And I'm going to say to you, how can you do that without understanding the operation of the internal combustion engine? How can you possibly do that without reading the manuals of how this thing works? And you would say, well, I don't have to. All I have to do is start it and go. And I'm saying, exactly. It's time to start it and go. Dear ones, that's your spiritual engine, and you're holding that key in your hand. You can be part of the creative source, or you can be alone all your life. And that is the key. What are you going to do? I'm telling you, there is no judgment, none whatsoever, for we stand and love you no matter what you do. That's the message of crying, it always will be. That's enough for now. I'll be back. And so it is.